With the Queen's Jubilee just around the corner, Laura Fackey MBE joins me now. Laura, of course, is a decorated Paralympian, already recognised by royalty with the MBE, and so much so she's been invited back down to take part in the Jubilee celebrations. Her other big passion is cooking, and we're going to talk about some of the things that you might like to cook to take part in the upcoming celebrations. Thanks for joining me, Laura.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back on.
And I hear congratulations are in order.
Yeah, we're expecting our first child in early November, and yeah, we're very excited.
Congratulations from everyone at RNIB Connect Radio. That's brilliant news.
Thank you.
So the Queen's been recognised for 70 years on the throne. What does the Queen mean to you? Obviously, you were recognised with the MBE. What does the Queen mean to you, Laura?
I just think she's an incredible woman. I don't think I really, as a growing up, kind of appreciated what she did. But, you know, since I've started racing for my country, and when I get to stand on the podium and we play the national anthem, and you do get this, like, you know, feeling of national pride. And she is the head of that. And I just think she brings this nation together. And she's an incredibly strong woman. And she's quite inspirational, really.
Now, many people will be celebrating up and down the country, and a few people will be looking for food tips. What's Jubilee food for you, Laura?
I mean, I do think of afternoon tea. You could push it out. You could have some little pork pies, sausage rolls. You can kind of put on a little bit of a afternoon tea spread between you all. You could all make different sandwiches. Like, one of you could bring egg mayonnaise and another could bring cheese and pickle. You've got ham and mustard, cream cheese and cucumber. And then for the vegetarians and that, you could mix it up a bit, hummus and roast veg for a little bit of a twist. Even if you're feeling brave a bit, make a potato salad, which, you know, all you need to really do for that is boil some little new potatoes for about 15 minutes and then mix it with some yogurt or mayonnaise. You could chop up some bacon and stir that through, some onions. You know, it's a time to kind of have fun and really celebrate. So have things that you wouldn't necessarily treat yourself to on a day-to-day basis. And again, going down the afternoon tea, British, I always think of a scone. I don't know about your listeners. I love a scone, especially a homemade one. And my nan used to make the best scones. And unfortunately, her recipe went with her to the grave, so I've never been able to replicate them. And then there's like other British things I think of. I'm a sweet tooth kind of girl. So like a Victoria sponge, again, very British, jam and buttercream. You can get, you know, we can make a trifle. I haven't made one for a while, but I know there's lots of recipes out there. I know one of my favorite kind of resources for healthy and easy recipes is the BBC Good Food website. It's fairly accessible as well, and that has some brilliant recipe suggestions. So yeah, there's lots you can do. And again, if you can't, you know, if you don't feel comfortable in making things yourself, there's a lot of options in the supermarket that's still quite healthy and interesting. And there's definitely plenty of choices out there. And just go out, you know, what you would normally do on a day-to-day basis, and give yourself the opportunity to have a bit of fun.
And you've given us some tips on how we can stuff our faces. What about drinks wise what should we be drinking?
Oh, well, for those of us who like a little tipple, and you know, your classic is your Pimm's. You can really kind of have fun with lots of different fruits, put them in a jug and mix it all together. For the non-drinkers or the younger ones in the party, there's always like lemonade. That to me, I always think of as a child, a cold glass of lemonade. And then obviously, like, you know, what's more British than Robinson squash?
Now, Laura, you lost your sight when you were 5. You have some light perception. But you run your own food blog, Blindingly Good Food, and you run a Zoom class where people can come on and you can help with recipes. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, please?
Yes. Yeah, so it's a monthly thing. We do a cook-along where there's a group of around 6 of us at the moment, 6 or 7, but we're always looking for more people if you're interested in coming along. So we tend to join once a month, and I set us a nice and easy recipe that just uses 1 pan. And it's all simple ingredients that you can easily get from the supermarket. And I send out the ingredients a week in advance, so it gives you plenty of time to plan and organise. You can either cook along with me, and I'll talk you through the recipe and talk you through what I'm doing and how I'm, you know, managing in the kitchen when I can't see. Or you can listen, and then I send out a recipe with easy to follow steps. You can make it after the session, because I know sometimes when I've tried to follow other cooking demonstrations, I'm a lot slower than sighted people, so I struggle to keep up. So it's quite nice to have that option to just listen in, get some tips and ask questions, and then you can make it in your own time when you don't feel pressured to keep up.
Now, as I said at the start, you are invited down for these celebrations.
Yeah, myself and my pilot, who I raced in Tokyo with, will be hopefully be riding the tandem. We're not quite sure yet. We'll have to wait and see, especially with me having a much larger stomach than I last did when I was on the tandem. And my pilot has actually, since Tokyo, has undergone 2 major knee surgeries. So she's still not rehab back from the injuries. So yeah, we're hoping that it'll all go to plan.
Well, Laura, it's been excellent talking to you. Thanks very much for sharing those tips. If anyone wants to get in touch, once again, what's your blog?
It's Blindingly Good Food, which has got the website. But you can also email me directly at Laura, which is LORA, at blindinglygoodfood.co.uk. And if you've got any questions, yeah, just send them my way, and I'm more than happy to chat and help whenever I can.
Laura, enjoy the celebrations when they come along. In the meantime, thanks very much for your time on RNIB Connect Radio, and look forward to speaking to you in the near future.
No worries.